Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Hi, friends. I want to talk about things that hold us back. So I know you're probably doing the same thing that I do on a daily, hourly, minute by minute, second by second basis, which is you say things like, I'll do that when my finances are in order. I'll do that, but I just kind of need things to be a certain way first. I'll do that, but I just want to like lose a little bit of weight before I do that. I'll do that when I have everything kind of figured out with my family a little better. So it's like, I was challenged by someone that when I say these things, you're just making excuses. It doesn't matter what you're saying, I'll do that when, doesn't matter what you say after. When my finances, when my family, when my relationship, when my body, when myself, when my place, whatever. No. I'll do that when is I'll do that never. If you're saying I'll do that when, act like you're saying I'll do that never. Because here's the thing is that a lot of times we say those things in place of saying I'll do that when I'm ready. Because that's basically what you're saying. If you're saying I'll do that when my finances or my place or my family or my body or my relationship or whatever it is, when it's in this space, when it's in this space of like, okay, I'm good to go, you're saying when I'm ready. But ready is not real. Ready is never going to happen. If you wait till you're ready, you're never going to do the best things. You know, like you're never going to be fully ready to have a baby. You're never going to be fully ready to get married. Some people. And honestly, like both of these, like they don't apply to everybody. But generally speaking, you'll never be fully ready to quit your industry, to quit your job. I wasn't ready. I had an opportunity and I felt like, listen, I can't keep delaying this. If I don't quit now, like how many times have I said, no, my finances need to be better. No, I need to be in a better state in my life. No, this needs to happen if I'm going to quit my job. How long was I planning to wait, you know? I've been wanting to do this for years. I've had so much faith in what I can do myself for years. And I didn't do it. I lost all this time. And I don't want you to lose any time. I don't want you to lose out on the things you want to try, on the things you want to do. Ready is false. It's a lie. You know, what are you saying you'll do when you're ready? And what if you look at that and you say, instead of saying when I'm ready, you say never. I'm going to do that never. Are you then okay with that never happening? Because what, you're waiting for something that's never going to come. And you're probably delaying something because you're just scared. I know every time that I've delayed anything, I'm scared. I'm scared to get married. I'm too independent. I'm scared. That scares me. I'm scared to have kids because I'm ambitious. Can I show up? I'm scared to open up to someone because I've been hurt so many times. I am sick of it. You guys are getting the real and raw here. I mean, I'm really telling you, laying it out here. I want you to know that like the feeling is similar. We all feel it. You know, I said for years I was going to quit my job and do this that I'm doing now, serving people, helping them do the things they want to do. Yes, I'm focusing on side hustles. Yes, I'm focusing on business. But more than anything, I just want you to go do that thing. Just go do it. Because if you're waiting till you're ready, change that to you're doing it never. Are you sad that you're going to miss out on it? If you don't want to miss out on it, go do it. You know? Let's use something that's not as tangible as more, a little bit, let's just use a different example. Let's say it was skydiving. Let's say I was like, yeah, I'll go skydiving when I'm ready. Whatever ready is. I have the money, I have the time, I have the resources, whatever it could be, right? I'll go skydiving when I'm ready. I'm definitely going to go skydiving. It's just not the right time. It's not the right time. So then what if I change that to I'm never going to go skydiving? Because when I'm taking out when I'm ready and I'm saying never, I'll go skydiving, never. Then, you know, if that's something important to me, I'd be like, but I want to go skydiving. And it's like, okay, then go do it. You know how to book things online. You know how to move your calendar around. You spend money on wine, Ashley. You can put that aside for a minute. I actually don't want to go skydiving, so that's a terrible example for myself. But, you know, for me, it was quitting my job. I want to quit my job. I want to go after this idea. Now, granted, I wasn't going after an idea that I just came up willy-nilly and went with it. I went after something that I've been building for a year behind the scenes that you guys didn't know about. So for me, I felt very safe transitioning because I already built the foundation. So please keep in mind, I don't want you to go quit your job. I don't want you to go, you know, do all of these things. And then you're like, I don't have anything planned. It's like, no. We still got a plan. You can be ready to plan though. We can do that today. So what is it that you want to do? And that you're saying, I'll do that when I'm ready. I'll do that when I'm ready. I'll do that when I'm ready. And then swap that to, I'll do that never. Are you bummed you're missing out on it? If you are, go do it. Okay? That's what I want you to think of this. That's how I want you to see this, is that we keep delaying everything. How much time have you delayed? A year from now, you'll have a year of experience. A year from now, you will have started today. Go do the thing. That's all. Love you, mean it. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.